Christ is risen.
Truly.
So I greet you with that today. It's the sixth Sunday of Pascha. It's the last liturgical day other than the leave-taking where we're going to say Christ is risen. And on this sixth Sunday of Pascha, we have this reading of the healing of the blind man, or rather the giving sight to the man who was born blind. There are seven signs recorded in the Gospel of John. This is the sixth one. There's another one that we hear right before Holy Week begins. That's the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And just a couple of Sundays ago, we heard of the paralytic being raised from his bed. This one today is a man who was born blind being given sight by Jesus. And it has a feel to it, doesn't it, of something brand new, something never before heard, as the man who was cured said, never in the whole history of the world have we ever heard of someone being born blind, having their sight returned to them. There's a reason we're hearing it today on this sixth Sunday of Pascha, because we believe that Christ's resurrection from the dead is not simply life for him, it is life and victory for us, if we belong to him, if we believe in him. And it's not just life, but it's the creation of the world again. It is a recreation of life from the beginning. That's why the total newness in someone who never had sight, now today getting sight. There's also an element in the creation when you hear that Jesus spat on the ground and he took dirt and he made clay out of it. And he put the clay on the man's eyes and gave him his sight back. It reminds us of Genesis chapter 2, where God formed man from the dust of the earth. And we see Jesus here as the master potter molding his creation, this time to have sight. So we are a new creation, and that's what we want to exclaim today. That's what we want to say. St. Paul affirms that for us. If anyone is in Christ, he says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he is a new creation. So our Lord Jesus' death, his passion, his resurrection gives us life again, and it creates us anew. When we believe in that, we do what as a sign of it? We are baptized. That is how we are united to Christ. That is how we become in Christ. And in the gospel today, what did Jesus tell the man to do once he received his sight? He said, go wash in this pool. He was kind of in symbolic, veiled language there, telling him to go be baptized. And we know that that pool had a name, Siloam, which is translated as sent. So whenever the gospels tell you what something means, you want to pay attention to it, and you want to say, why is it telling me it means that? Because who is sent, really? Jesus is sent by God into the world to be a man, to die, and to be raised up, and to redeem the world, to recreate it. And the apostles themselves are sent by Jesus into the world to make believers of all nations. And that's the point I want to pick up on today. Believers of all nations. Nations is a technical term in the New Testament. It often means Gentiles. It means people from out there, people who are not in our inner circle. And we know that it's a running tension and a running source of conflict throughout the entire New Testament, how to view the Gentiles, what to do with them. Are they really believers? And we saw today the resentment that the Pharisees had toward the man who was given his sight back. See, that man who was given his sight, we can see him as symbolic of the Gentile Christians in the first century. And the Pharisees react indignantly on the premise of it was done on the Sabbath. But they don't like the fact that this man was given his sight. And just as in the early church, Gentile Christians were not accepted because they did not have the law. They did not have God. They did not have his teachings. And they were, in fact, blind. So there's a great symbol in there. That's why he's blind and he's given his sight, because the Gentiles are given the gospel too. And that conflict is resolved. It's resolved definitively. It's resolved perfectly in the one gospel message. We know, as St. Paul says, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. We also hear in Galatians that neither circumcision or uncircumcision counts for anything, but what does count is a new creation. So you are in Christ if you believe in him. You are in Christ if you are baptized in him. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter if you were blind previously. It doesn't matter if you speak another language. And we might want to apply that to ourselves today and make it real and say, how do we view other Christians? How do we view other Orthodox Christians? You know, do we have that same kind of tension today? Do we make a distinction between the cradle Orthodox and the so-called convert Orthodox? When in reality, we all have to be converted to Christ. No matter when we were baptized, no matter when we were introduced to him, we have to be baptized and we have to be converted. So we're all, in a sense, converts. There is no such conflict in the reality of the Christian faith. There's neither male nor female, Jew nor Gentile, or any of the other divisions that had previously been there. All are one in Christ Jesus. So I want to encourage us today, never limit the Christian faith to our own experience of it. You know, never cut it off or think that someone else's expression of it or understanding of it is invalid, because it's not exactly what we do. The Gospels show us time and again that God's will is for what? Every man to receive the light of the gospel. And that's exactly what happened today with the blind man, the Gentile, receiving his sight. So the other thing I want to point out, and I want to encourage us, if we are a new creation, as we indeed believe and have accepted this, how are we a light to others? How do we share that gospel with other people? What do we do with it? Some of us might say, well, I don't know how to share the gospel. I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to talk about what I believe. And I'll give you some advice here that we heard in the gospel today. The blind man, the formerly blind man, he doesn't really know how to talk about it either, right? What does he say? I don't know. I don't know who this man was. I don't know what he did or how he did it. I do know one thing, that I was blind, but now I see. So a good way to talk about your faith is say what you don't know. I don't know this, but I do know this, and affirm what you do know. It's very important. It's a great testimony and a great witness to how good God is. You know that God is good. You know that Jesus died for you. If that's all that you have to offer somebody, it's perfect. The other thing, we see that this man, how his faith kind of progresses. He goes from, I don't know anything, to, I know that he is from God, because God wouldn't allow somebody who was not from him to do this miracle. You know? Two, I believe in him. And then at the end, we see he meets Jesus face to face, and he worships him, and he accepts him. So he goes from a non-belief and a doubt to a progression of strong belief. And then it's a wonderful ending because he is able now to take that gospel out into the world. And that's what I want to encourage us to do, us Christians, us Orthodox Christians. We believe we have the light. We sing that. We have seen the true light. But having the light doesn't mean just coming to church and worshiping and enjoying it, which is all very wonderful, but it means taking that out into the world. It really does. And I want to say something right now that might surprise you. That's why you're not supposed to leave church early, right? How many of us do it? I know people leave early. I see them leave. I see them in liturgy. They're not here to come up at the end to get the blessing. I know they left early. What is the reason? I don't know. But you're missing a critical part of the divine liturgy when you leave early. It's not just Father being fussy saying, oh, you got to stay for the whole thing. No, you're missing the dismissal. You know what the dismissal is? You know what word is in there? We get the same root. Mission. It's the same word. The same word. You are given a mission, just as Christ commissioned his apostles to go out into the world and make believers of all nations. You are given that same commission by coming to church and receiving the light, by witnessing the word of God in Jesus. You just did that in the gospel. And a little later on, you're going to partake of his body and his precious blood. You are going to be sustained and nourished with the living God who recreated you through his death and resurrection. You are recreated. Don't you want to share that with somebody else? Don't you want to be a light to them? So if you stay till the end of liturgy, you kiss the cross, you are taking on the challenge and the mission that God is asking you to do. He's telling you, go out into the world and tell people about me, you know? There's consequences, though. We heard it today in the gospel, and we're not going to get into that too much, but there are consequences. Maybe we're afraid of being put out, as the blind man was. And his parents were afraid of that, so they wouldn't speak. They said, we don't know how it happened. You ask him. He's of age. He'll speak for himself. So I want to encourage us to be strong, though. Be strong in the Lord. Not because we can preach, not because we have knowledge, not because we're gifted in any way, but because God loves us and we are a new creation. We are made anew. You have that light in you. You have Jesus in you, and that's sufficient to go out into the world and be a light and share Jesus with somebody who probably never heard about him. Or maybe they heard about him, but they heard about him wrong. So it's up to you to show them who he is through the love you have for them. I hope we take this challenge, and I hope we rise to it. And don't forget, you are a new creation, and Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.